attention to this text. In 1 Corinthians chapter 9, and you know the text well, Paul says, everyone who competes in the games exercises self-control in all things. You've got to harness your prayer life, get it under control, your time in the Word, your focus on Christ, saying no to the things that feed your lust, if you're going to be a winner. And Paul says, the people who compete in the games exercise self-control in all things. They control their diet. They control their exercise plan, their training program, their sleep. I mean, you know that a great athlete is somebody who's got his life under control. And they do it, he says, to receive a perishable wreath, but we an imperishable. So Paul in verse 27 says, I buffet my body. Hupopiazo, literally to strike under the eye. I punch my body. I discipline it to bring it into control, to make it submit. That's why Paul had a clear conscience. He had a clear conscience because he dealt with sin. He got his body under control. A watchful self-discipline. A self-discipline that is a child of constant prayer and constant meditation on the Word. It's that kind of thing of which Luke 21:34 speaks when it says, be on guard that your hearts may not be weighted down with dissipation and drunkenness and the worries of life. Paul disciplined himself to lift himself above that. It's just self-discipline. It's Philippians 2. Really? Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who is at work in you to will and to do of His own good pleasure. You've got to be committed to it, work hard at it, self-discipline. But on the other hand, it's God who's doing it. And that's right back to Romans 8:13, isn't it? By the Spirit. It is the Spirit's power working in us that slays sin, but not without our involvement. You can't just sit back, as I said earlier, and expect that the Amalekites and the Agags of your life are just going to go away. You can't coexist. You've got to be aggressive and active. Prayer in prayer, meditating on the Word, fixing your heart on Jesus Christ and putting on the Lord Jesus Christ, avoiding everything that feeds your lust and abstaining from lust in that way. You know, the New Testament has some other duties.